Good afternoon. It is welcome to the 2004-2005 Price Attack Women's National Basketball League Grand Final, and it's a repeat of the 2004 Grand Final where the Dandenong Rangers and the Sydney Flames went at it, the Dandenong Rangers winning their first ever championship, the first in 15 years for a team from Melbourne, which is kind of surprising considering the domination that Melbourne has had over the league and the number of players that seem to come out of Victoria into the league. It's been one of the topics of the last couple of weeks. Of course, a week ago we were expecting in the lead-up to this that it could be an all-Melbourne final, but the Sydney Uni Flames pulled out a miraculous win against the Bullying Boomers to make it a repeat of last year's grand final, and we'll be hoping to go one better than they did last year. And of course, Sydney Flames have been to a few grand finals in the last few years. In fact, I think this is their fourth in a row. They lost twice to the Canberra Capitals and then to Dandenong last year. So they'll be looking to try and get rid of this hoodoo. They did win it, of course, against the Canberra Capitals a few years ago here in Canberra as well. But it is the Sydney Uni Flames who will go down to Dandenong as the underdogs again. Dandenong at home had the week off resting after their defeat of Bulleen in the early semi. While Sydney have had a very tough road to get to this stage, they were third at the end of the regular season with their 16-5 record, which was the same as Bulleen. But Sydney had to take on Adelaide in this first semi, and it was a very, very high-scoring game where Sydney came out in front by 94-93 up at the Sydney Uni Sports and Aquatic Centre. Then the major semi was Dandenong beating Bulleen at the venue for the final this year, the Dandenong Basketball Stadium, 63-59 in that one, for the preliminary final last weekend, where Bulleen at halftime looked like they absolutely had the game absolutely in their keeping. But the second half, Sydney just came out, did the tough things, and came out with a miraculous 79-71 win to get back into the grand final. But the question is, can Sydney Uni do it? It's going to be a very, very tough ask for them. Dandenong have had the extra week's rest. They will know what to do against Sydney. Sydney have got, probably two of the most dangerous players in the league, and Belinda Snell and Trish Fallon. But Dandenong have got a team that goes from number 1 to number 10, and that's something we've talked about all season, that they have the best lineup. And I think that'll probably be the telling stat this afternoon. It'll be interesting to see what Gary Fox and Karen Dalton do with their sides. Gary Fox knows what his side's capable of. It's a settled lineup that they've had for the last 2 years, and they will be very, very tough. While Sydney have made some changes this year again, but they just don't have a squad of 1 to 10 that can compare with the Dandenong Rangers. But geez, this would be a pretty good grand final yet again to finish off the 2004-2005 season. We'll take a look at the all the awards, of course, in the last couple of weeks. The MVP was named, and defensive players, coaches, and all the shooting awards, and those awards, etc., will all be presented at the conclusion of the grand final this afternoon to the respective players from all the teams that will be in town from around the league. The All-Star 5, of course, another part of that. All the players will be there to receive their awards and get a hold of everything that they have deserved over what has been another great Price Attack Women's National Basketball League season. These two teams have met 3 times, of course, during the regular season. The first time was back in November, round 7. It was up in Sydney, and Dandenong came out victorious in that one, 83-80. On that occasion, it was Jess Bibby who was the top scorer with 21. It was just an all-round team effort, while Trish Fallon top scored with 22 for Sydney in that game, but Rangers winning up in Sydney. A week later, in round 8, they met down in Melbourne, and, Sydney turned it right around, 78-68, with Trish Fallon 27, Belinda Snell 23, which has been a recurring theme for them, those two top scoring by big margins over anyone else in the squad. The Dandenong Rangers had Jacinta Hamilton was top scoring with them with 25. Caitlin Ryan had 13. And it was only a couple of weeks later, in early December, round 10, when the third match of the season came about for these two teams. It was down at Dandenong, and Dandenong were too strong in the end, 76-60. For Dandenong, Carly Wilson at 25, Sam Richards 16, while for the Flames it was Trish Fallon 16, Belinda Snell 15. And that is pretty much the story of these two sides. The Dandenong Rangers could have anyone step up and be their high scorer and produce the points, while for Sydney, you know their top scorers are going to be Trish Fallon and Belinda Snell, and you just got to hope that they get enough out of other players to make up any shortfall. Of course, Belinda Snell, pretty good old season, 54 a couple of weeks ago in the game against Perth, where she broke the Women's National Basketball League record, which has stood for 22 years. An amazing effort, and of course has had some big scores as well in that minor semi against Adelaide. Belinda Snell had like 40, Trish Fallon I think 34, and for Adelaide, Erin Phillips I think it was, who had a big score as well. It was a phenomenal scoring match. This one won't be that high scoring. It'll be a tough defensive battle. Sydney showed last week against Bulleen that they can play a tough defensive game, and they certainly did in that second half last week to shut down Bulleen, who had 51 at halftime and just couldn't get anything going in the second half as Sydney came back. And then that improbable last couple of minutes of that game where Michelle Musselwhite heaved up a three from the left that gave Sydney the impetus to go on with it, and Bulleen just as soon as that shot went in, it was just unbelievable, miraculous to watch. They knew that they were out of it, and Bulleen's heads went down. Sydney were just celebrating the fact that even the shot had gone in, and it just gave them the impetus to go on and record an 8-point victory in the end, which was did an injustice to Bulleen, who had done such a great effort right through up until that stage when it all just fell apart. Just looking at this matchup then, Flames, historically, the Sydney Flames have got the better record against the Dandenong Rangers, but down in Dandenong, it's 5-1 in favour of the 4-1, I should say, in favour of the Rangers. So it will be very tough for Sydney to get down there. To go down there. Coaching wise, well, Gary Fox has got the edge over Karen Dalton, 7-3. If you look at the stats, I was going through the stats based on their percentages, etc. The Rangers won during the regular season, only lost two games, 119, while the Flames won 16 and lost 5. The field percentages, Sydney are a better shooting team, 42% from the field, 34% from three-point land, 76% from the free throw line. Dandenong slightly better in the rebounding, but it's so marginal, 45 to 44, that doesn't really mean anything. Turnovers are both about the same, 16 by Dandenong, 15 by Sydney. Steals, 8 and 8. Blocks, 7 by Dandenong. The Flames, 4. Assists, 14 by Dandenong, 16 by Sydney. Fouls are 18-17. Points per game, Dandenong score less, 74, while the Flames, as you expect with the better shooting percentages, shoot 79% overall, scored 79 points per game during the regular season. But Sydney have given up a couple of extra points that Dandenong have. So, actually, going through the stats, if you put the old magic formulas of the plus and the minuses and add all the totals and everything up, then you probably say, well, Flames should probably win it. But overall, the Dandenong Rangers are a better team 1-10 than the Sydney Flames. And I think the fact that Sydney relies so heavily on the combination of Belinda Snell and Trish Fallon is going to help Dandenong. Belinda Snell scored 21 points per game during the regular season. Trish Fallon averaged 19. And that is their problem, whereas the Rangers had Jacinta Hamilton with 14 points per game. She was their top scorer through the regular season with just 14. Jessica Bibby had averaged 13. Carly Wilson, 12. They have a number of players that can just step up, and that will really, I think, be the story. Rebounding, For the Rangers, Jacinta Hamilton averaged 9 a game, Emily McInerney 8 during the regular season, while for the Flames, Belinda Snell with 9. It was their leading rebounder. I've got to say, this one, based on the records between the two teams over the last couple of seasons, you would have to go with the Rangers. They seem to have the wood over the Flames. I think it is just a basic fact of life that the Dandenong Rangers will are just too strong. Their starting lineup, and it's always a little bit hard to really pick, but they'll probably go with... Carly Wilson, Sam Richards, Emily McInerney, Jess Bibby, Jacinta Hamilton. They get a couple of they can sort of swap in and out. Gives them a real good solid nucleus. But then they go to their bench. You know, Caitlin Ryan comes off and can hit some big threes. Deanne Ranford just comes on and does it all. Ali Douglas, the veteran leadership as captain of the side, will just provide tons of support. Alison Downey and Emma Randall, a couple of the younger ones on the way up, come in and provide some fire and spark as well. Will make it very, very tough. Sydney, well, their starting lineup will pretty probably be Rebecca McKinnon, Tammy Hoare, Eve Apiaki, Trish Fallon, Belinda Snell. Maybe Brianna Hennessy will get in there. And then they go to their bench, and when they go to their benches where they tend to drop off, Kelly Wilson will do a good job in the backup point guard position, but they just don't have the strength and depth of the Dandenong Rangers. Adrian Gilbert, Lauren Fitzgerald, Jamie Lee Samuels, just doesn't quite provide the Sydney Flames with the backup support that they need to take on the Dandenong Rangers in the 2004-2005 Grand Final. It should be an absolute beauty. The game just a few minutes away from getting underway at the Dandenong Basketball Stadium, and I'm going to have to go with Dandenong to win it, but. Looking at it during the week, trying to figure out, can Sydney win it? Well, they can. They certainly have, the two very, very good players in Belinda Snell and Trish Fallon. But looking at it on paper and being logical about it, you've got to go with the fact that I think that it'll be a Dandenong victory, their second grand final in two seasons this afternoon. Of course, the Belinda Snell, who knows, she might also be fired up by the fact that she didn't take out the MVP on the voting this week. There was a pretty high consensus amongst a lot of people that it was either going to be Katrina Hibbert from Bulleen or Belinda Snell who would take it out. And Katrina Hibbert did take out the MVP when it was announced during the week by quite a large margin of 30 points. She got 131 points in the voting results, and Belinda Snell was second with 101. Trish Fallon, though, came in a close third at night with 96 votes. So it was nice and tight there. And, of course, Snell and Fallon both making the All-Star 5. But we'll talk about those awards along with the Coach of the Year, the Defensive Player of the Year, Youth Player of the Year, which is now the Betty Watson Rookie of the Year Award, the Top Shooters Awards, of course. Belinda Snell top scoring again this season, her phenomenal finish to the season as it happened, and a number of statistical awards that have been handed out over the last couple of weeks as the teams are preparing and getting ready for what should be another great Price Attack Women's National Basketball League. 1 year ago, it was the Dandenong Rangers who took it out, and they were delighted, and so they should have been. But now they have the opportunity to go back-to-back. But it will be a very tough match-up this afternoon. Well, the Flames or the Dandenong Rangers this afternoon, it should be a beauty as the teams will be ready, and the game should get underway very shortly. Craig Revell will be joining me this afternoon, and Craig, this should... be another beauty.
It is going to be a very interesting game. I have to apologise for my voice. It is a bit of a shocker today, but as the teams are just going through their final preparations now, Sydney and the Dandenong Rangers I'm 0-3 through this final series, Mark, so I don't know that I'm a good one to back either of the teams, and in fact, both coaches have asked me not to pick their team due to my my form so far in the Prize Attack WNBL final series.
But it's so close in those games, you could have been the other way round. Really?
You're certainly right there, Mark. It was one of those situations where, particularly up in Sydney, where listeners to the sportradio.com.au call would realise the game was that close. When you couldn't see the scoreboard and you make a mistake with your scoring, you think you're going into a second overtime. And hopefully we won't have that problem in today's game. But all in all, Dandenong are looking very good, as you mentioned in your pre-game feel there. They do go 10 deep, and considering Musselwhite's coming back from injury, and it is the Trish and Snelly show for Sydney, well, they're going to hope that their players can work right through. Now, the starting lineup: Richards, Bibby, Hamilton, Wilson, and that's McInerney. No surprises there. Emily McInerney, Defensive Player of the Year. We would expect her to be announced again at half time. And, of course, for Sydney, well, Fallon and Snell are going to be unstoppable. Fallon to go to the centre, with McKinnon working on the backcourt, Hennessy and Eve Rafiaki, who started last week and has really lifted throughout this final series, Mark. After up-and-down performances throughout the year, she's hit her strides and come into great form. We really saw her turn the corner when she was playing Canberra at Southern Cross Stadium, where she just cut the Capitals apart.
Yeah, we've been waiting for things, of course, having watched her here at the RAS for a few years as well. So we are looking to see that. So interesting that they haven't gone with Tammy Hoare to start as in the centre position, instead going with the slightly shorter Eva Afiaki. So it will be McKinnon, Afiaki, Fallon, Snell and Hennessy who will be the starting lineup then for the Sydney Flames. Up against the Dandenong Rangers with Carly Wilson, Sam Richards, Emily McInerney, Jess Bibby and Jacinta Hamilton. Absolutely no surprises in the Dandenong Rangers starting lineup, but the Sydney Flames could have gone either way. It'll be a tough battle. Of course, we will see plenty of the benches in both in this game. Sydney will need to rely on some of their players, and Eva Afiaki has been one that has stepped up in the last few weeks, and that's no doubt why she has got the position in the starting lineup. It's going to be a beauty. We've still got about 2 or 3 minutes of the final warm-up for the teams as they will look to get ready, and then I'll have a couple of minutes of just final warm-up laps, and then over to the bench for the final words from Gary Fox and Karen Dalton to give their final instructions. Sydney, you've started in the last couple of weeks, have been a little bit slow to get started. But they will not want to do that tonight. They won't want to let the Dandenong Rangers get away to a big lead, because it could be all over at that stage.
We'll take a break ahead of the start of this final for 2004-05. It is the Price Attack WNBL Dandenong versus Sydney in the decider. And you're listening to it on sportradio.com.au, QBN FM and KIX FM, making waves on KI.
Hi, I'm Sally Bevilacqua from the Transact Capitals. You're listening to the Price Attack WNBL on QBN FM, sportradio.com.au, KIX FM.
For all the latest news on the world's best women's basketball player, check out laurenjackson.org. Find out the news on Jackson and the Canberra Capitals, Seattle Storm, and WNBL. Join the fun by entering the WNBL tipping competition. Do the jigsaw puzzle, or visit the forum and meet other Jackson fans from around the world. Whether you call her Laws or LJ, you'll find out first at laurenjackson.org. laurenjackson.org is not affiliated or endorsed by Lauren Jackson, Price Attack WNBL, WNBA, Canberra Capitals, or Seattle Storm. Do you need a website? What about a web host or domain name registration? You do? Then contact Darren at Speedway Designs on 0412-416701. They have over 5 years experience and hundreds of satisfied clients. Speedway Design offers great prices on all their products and have the knowledge and experience experience to get your work done on time and within budget. Check out their website at speedwaydesigns.net or call Darren on 0412-416701. Speedway Designs, proud partner of sportradio.com.au basketball.
Well, Sharon Arnold and Carol Teichnecker.
We'll call her Gillespie. That's the easy one. We got to know Caroline, of course, as Gillespie a number of years ago. And, of course, she got married a couple of years ago. And Sakalos or something is a Greek name. So we'll be the two referees. They are the two best women's referees in this country and have been for a number of years. And good to see them out there. They've got the quality referees. They've got a couple of quality teams. And the grand final is about to get underway as the two teams are coming out to centre court for the start of the Price Attack Women's National Basketball League Grand Final. Jacinta Hamilton will be in the jump up against Trish Fallon as it's all about to get underway. Sharon Arnold about to toss it and get it underway, and Trish Fallon tips it into the backcourt. Jess Beebe was chasing it over the sideline out of court, and it'll be Sydney who will get the ball in their backcourt as Hennessy inbounds it to Hennessy to bring it into the front court. Sydney then with the first opportunity to get the scoreboard going, move it off to the right. It's, Afiaki almost lost the handle on it. Snow ends up with it on the right wing, driving back in the paint, off to Fallon, coming around the loop, takes it to the basket, won't go, coming off the front, and a defensive rebound. It was Sam Richards in there who grabbed it for the Rangers, and they bring it back down. McInerney at the top, off the left wing. They go to take it down to the baseline. Pass back off. A shot from the left wing. Won't go. It was in and out. And Snow with a defensive rebound. Almost says it's stolen away by Richards. In fact, she has lost it. Richards with the defensive pressure. Didn't get enough of a touch on it, according to the referees. But Linda Snell certainly thinks that she did. So Dandenong get it back, and they'll move it to the left wing where McInerney has it. Goes into the corner. Wilson along the baseline. Another pull-up jumper won't go. Afiaki defensive rebound for Sydney. And so still no score here after about a minute here in the opening stages of the grand final. Fallon back to Afiaki. Three from out front won't go. Fallon inside with the offensive board is fouled by Wilson, is it? It'll be a defensive foul then on the Dandenong Rangers. As Fallon went inside and came up with the offensive board. And so it won't be a shooting foul as Sydney still have it. And they inbound it off the baseline. Shot won't go from Snell. And as Bibby gets the defensive rebound, Snelly will come up with her first foul as well for the game. So a couple of early fouls from either side. But obviously the feeling out period, we still have nothing on the scoreboard. About a minute and a quarter gone here in the first quarter. As Dandenong will bring it back down. Wilson on the left wing now puts it on the floor. Drives in against Afiaki. And this will be a shooting foul as Afiaki comes up with her first foul. That'll put Wilson at the line. Good strong play there from Carly Wilson. Of course, wearing the pink socks. What else? We'll put her at the line and the chance to get the first points for the night. 12.3 points per game she's been averaging this season. Somebody's put the plastic over the rings tonight so far. It looked like it was in and then just came out. It was a little bit too hard, perhaps. A little bit softer this time. Carly Wilson with the first point and Dandenong finally on the board. But Sydney have yet to score, so it's a 1-0 lead for Dandenong. Now as McKinnon looks to bring it back into the front court. Bibby was watching her. Afiaki back to Fallon, looking for McKinnon to drive in at the basket. Holding foul on Bibby, who was... I thought she would have really had the pace to go with McKinnon easily without sort of holding on to her that much. Fallon will inbound the ball in. Bibby with her first foul. McKinnon gets it off the inbound play and dribbles away towards the right side. Fallon went there. Goes back to McKinnon. Off to Snell. Three from the right from her. It's a little bit long, and Hamilton with a defensive rebound gives it to Richards to bring across centre court for the Rangers. She's driving inside. Has the ball knocked loose, and it comes down into the hands of Sam Richards again, who scores off a layup. And a 3-0 start. She drove inside off Snell. The ball came back down. Richards grabbed it and stuck it back in. So just staying with it. Good play. 3-0 for Dandenong now. as Hennessy goes inside of Fallon, back out to Hennessy, right side finds Afiaki. Afiaki into Fallon in the paint, takes it to the basket, left that one short, came off the front of the rim. McInerney went in and grabbed the defensive rebound for the Rangers. Move it down. Jacinta Hamilton, the turnaround jumper, hits it from about 10 foot on the right side. Jacinta Hamilton's first basket, and that's a 5-0 lead. And this isn't the start Sydney need, even though they're used to coming back. But this is a different squad to get too far behind. Afiaki on the right wing. Back to Hennessy. Left side to Snell. Snell comes back to Fallon at centre court. At the elbow, pull-up jumper from the right, and finally, and it took almost 3 minutes for the Flames to come up with their first basket. Dandenong can't score off at the other end as Hamilton missed the layup. It was a tough one. There was plenty of defenders there. So it's 5-2 in favour of Dandenong here with about 6:50 still to go here in the first quarter. McKinnon off to Snell. Snell comes back to Afiaki to McKinnon on the left wing. She'll drive baseline against Bibby, and that'll be the second foul against Bibby. Remember, reaching as McKinnon was driving the baseline there. And so Bibby will sit down, which I believe would probably bring in Deanne Ranford. So Bibby having to sit down with those two fouls very early here in the first half, in the first quarter. Dee Ranford is in for the Rangers. McKinnon at the line makes the first of the free throws. Only averages 3.3 points per game, so wouldn't expect much offensively out of her, but she has been aggressive here early. Makes the first, missed the second. It's now Ranford, puts it on the floor, goes inside. Back out to the left for McInerney. Hands it off to Ranford, coming around the screen. From about 10 foot on the left, she jams the ball between the ring and the board. And we'll get another ball out there to free it up and get the ball back. Dandenong looks like they're going to have the mop. Caroline Sakos just knocking it loose, so... Now we have the ball loose from jammed in between the ring and the backboard. 5-3 right now. Dandenong leading with 6:22 to go here in the first quarter. McInerney gets it down the left corner. Back to Ranford. Driving in the paint, tried to lay it off and couldn't. McKinnon comes up to the steal for Sydney in good defense. Hennessy. Snell to Afiaki on the right. Comes back to Fallon. Inside goes to Hannah Hennessy, whose shot won't go. Almost get the offensive rebound, but Richards ends up with the scraps for Dandenong. She's off to the races, down the centre of the court, driving through the centre of the lane. She was surrounded by Fallon and Snell, and one of those is going to be called for a defensive foul. Trish Fallon is called. That's her first. And the third team foul against Sydney, but it'll put Richards at the line for a couple of free throws. And a chance to try and extend this lead out.
Dandenong just really dominating here in the early going. Sydney can't take a lick. And, well, they'll be hoping they can turn this around very quickly.
Made the first. Second one was a little bit short. Fallon with the defensive rebound. So it's still 6-3 then. Dandenong over Sydney. Almost up to halfway through the first quarter. It is a defensive battle, although some shots just haven't been dropping. McKinnon being harassed by Ranford. Gets it to Hennessy on the left wing. Cross court, she goes to Fallon. On three-point territory, I think she had a foot on the two-point line. And it's McInerney who ends up with the long rebound as it came way back out. Cross court pass, finds Wilson on the right wing. Wilson has a screen from Hamilton, didn't really use it. Goes straight inside, pass off to Ranford, and Ranford will lay it in for the easy basket.
That's too easy, isn't it? Ranford just cutting with a flash cut there, right into the paint, and she was picked out very easy.
Sydney then, with the ball back at the other end, now trailing by 5, 8-3. Snell off to McKinnon in the right corner. Gets it into Fallon on the baseline. Shoots over the top of Richards. Won't go, and just sent to Hamilton with a defensive rebound.
Hamilton, an important part of this Dandenong team, and she again just coming up with an all-important defensive rebound and dishes it off to Sam Richards, who brings it down the front court.
Goes around a screen from Hamilton at the top, shoots over the top, won't go, and it'll run out of bounds. Sydney will have it in their backcourt. as Tammy Hall will be coming in for the Flames. And Michelle Musselwhite as well is in, and also Adrian Gilbert. So Karen Dalton deciding, well, no, the group out there is not getting anything done offensively. We'll make some changes.
See if the bench can ring some changes and turn their luck around, as it's 8-3 here. 4:28 to go in the first term. Gilbert from the top of the key opens up her scoring in the first 5 seconds on the floor.
Makes Karen Dalton all of a sudden look good, but she got free because Deanne Ranford, who was playing defense, took a bump, went to the ground, and didn't get up in time. Ranford in the paint. It won't go. Inside, Hamilton it was with the offensive board. Back out to Ranford from the left. Three-point shot won't go. Gilbert will bring it across center court. 8-5, Sydney. Still trailing as they have the ball in the front court. Snell on the left wing. Back across to Tammy Hoare, and we've got a defensive blocking foul as Musselwhite was trying to get position inside and has dragged another defensive foul out of the Dandenong Rangers. And it's not put them in the penalty yet, but any from now on certainly will. Sydney will have it underneath their offensive basket. Ranford has sat down. As now Sydney look to go to work. Paul passes down the corner to Fallon on the baseline. Back out to Samuels. Samuels looking for someone. Finds Musselwhite at the top. She'll dribble to the left. Put up a three from the left about where she hit one at the other end of the court. Musselwhite with a big three. And yeah, and she is obviously feeling it from outside right now.
Yeah, Wilson puts up a shot. She was on a wrong foot, but was able to get the shot up before the foul was called. Wilson will go to the line now. Didn't see who the foul was actually called on there, Mark, sorry. As Wilson, well, a very confident player, Carly Wilson, sits at the line, a unique shot for... Well, a unique shot from the free throw line, and she is getting frustrated now as they're just not dropping for her.
Yeah, she hit her first one. She's missed the last couple of free throws. And the second one, sitting on the rim, ran around, finally drops in. So it's not good from the free throw line at this stage for Dandenong, but they are still in front 9-8. Snell. Fallon finds Hall on the right wing. Back to Gilbert. Off to Snell. We're going to go inside to Fallon. Gets it to her on the baseline. Cross the paint she goes. Dribbles in front. Layup won't go. Hall with the offensive board. Stopped by Wilson. Ball on the ground with Musselwhite got in there. And Wilson and Musselwhite. It was a jump ball situation which gives the ball to Sydney by the look of things. So it'll be Musselwhite will inbound the ball underneath the Sydney Flames offensive basket. Musselwhite with the inbound pass, long one outside. As they give it to Gilbert. Move it around the perimeter. Back out to Musselwhite. Three from the top was a little bit short this time. And Hamilton with a defensive rebound will be fouled by Hoare, and that'll be her first foul of the game. And I believe the fourth team foul against Sydney. First time out of the game has been called. Now this Gary Fox wants to have a chat about things. And it has certainly been a nice, tight, and aggressive battle from both sides as they're going at it here early in the game. nobody with more than one basket from either side. For the Flames, Michelle Musselwhite with that big three from outside, of course, their leading scorer. Trish Fallon's got a basket. Belinda Snow hasn't been able to sink anything. Adrian Gilbert's got one. While for the Dandenong Rangers, Sam Richards has got three. Jacinta Hamilton got a couple. Dee Ranford a couple. Carly Wilson a couple from the free throw line. So it's a nice tight battle right now here in the early moments of the game. Of this grand final here on sportradio.com.au and Kicks FM making waves on KI as Gary Fox gave his instructions and Karen Dalton, of course, just looking to get things right going. Caitlin Ryan is in with Sam Richards, Carly Wilson, Jacinta Hamilton, Emily McInerney for the Dandenong Rangers. As they will have possession, in fact, Jacinta Hamilton lining up at the free throw line. So Sydney are, of course, in the penalty situation now. And that will, so Jacinta Hamilton will go to the line for a couple of free throws for the Dandenong Rangers. Hamilton making the first, her third point for the game. Had a little bit of influence at both ends of the court so far. Second one, though, won't, and it almost came back to her if she'd stayed there. Snell gets in and grabs the defensive rebound and then gives it off to Gilbert, who'll bring it into the front court. Goes to the right side, comes back to Hoare, tries to pass inside to Fallon, manages to keep it alive. Snell with a three from the left from the corner, won't go, and it's a defensive rebound from Hamilton, who gives it off to Ryan to bring it across centre court. Muscle White keeping close tabs on her on the right wing. Set up a play. Hamilton in the corner, screaming for the pass, and the pass came far too late. Far too late, to, as Ryan chucked it away to no one, and it just ran over the sideline in the corner. 10-8, Dandenong leading as Ali Douglas comes in for the Dandenong Rangers. Jacinta Hamilton sits down. And it's Gilbert who will bring it across centre court for the Sydney Flames. Goes to the right wing. Four. Fallon steps out at the top. Left side finds Musselwhite. Looking to go into to Hoare in the low post. Won't go, but the ball comes back out to Fallon. Gilbert to Snow on the right. She'll put up a three with about 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Won't go. And Douglas with a defensive rebound. Is Karen Dalton is starting to look a little bit frustrated. The shot's not dropping here early. Richards drives in at the basket and is fouled, and she'll go to the line for free throws as she couldn't get it to drop. And right now, Dandenong are looking a little bit more composed, and but it is still tight, and they're not getting away. So it's certainly anyone's game here in these early moments here of the grand final. McKinnon is in with Hoare, Wilson, Kelly Wilson, that is, for the Flames for the first time. Snell and Fallon. Sam Richards at the line for a couple of free throws. Well, once again, can do no better than 50% as she misses the first. The second is good. Sam Richards with her fourth point for the game, and the lead is 3-11-8. She'll sit down, and just Bibby, who's come back in. She had those two fouls early, so she sat down. But with a minute 24 here to go in the first quarter, 11-8, Dandenong leading. And Sydney Flames have the ball, though. McKinnon, left side to Snelly, being watched closely by McInerney, as you'd expect. Pass Wilson. Wilson off to Hoare. Puts it on the floor. Drives into the basket and lays it in. Tammy Hoare's first points of the night. And it's 11-10, just a one-point lead now for Dandenong. Wilson. Carly Wilson, that is, on the right wing. McInerney to Bibby, driving the baseline and then trying the reverse layup, was too strong and missed it altogether. The ball on the ground has resulted in a jump ball, and Dandenong will have it. Ali Douglas and Belinda Snell both down there doing the tough work, and it'll be the Dandenong Rangers will have the possession of the ball underneath their offensive basket. But it was nice passing along the baseline. Jess Bibby just drove and tried to reverse layup and was far too strong with it. It went back way over the hoop and missed altogether. Quick inbound pass to Douglas. Shot won't go from her. Snell with a defensive rebound. So it stays 11-10. We're inside the last minute, 42 seconds to go. As McKinnon gets it on the left wing. Hoare off to the right for Wilson. Wilson back to Hoare at the top, trying to find Fallon inside, as defensively has it stolen away from her by Ryan, who knew where the pass was going and just came from behind Fallon and stole it away as she was receiving it in her hand. So 20 seconds to go then. Dandenong's probably last opportunity here before quarter time to come up with a basket, as Ryan dribbling at the top, looking to run some off the clock. 12 seconds to go. Tries to jack up a three. It won't go, but she's fouled by... Could be Snell, I think it is. It's been called for the defensive foul that'll put Caitlin Ryan at the line for three free throws. It's, she did the great defensive work at one end. Come back down, jacks up a three, and gets to the line for three free throws. Makes the first. Averages 8 points a game this season. makes the second. It's a coach's nightmare when you give up three free throws and they go and hit them all. Oh, the second one was in, the third one was in and dropped back out. So we've got 6 seconds left as Kelly Wilson looks to drive in, takes it into the basket and can't, misses the layup. Caitlin Ryan with a defensive rebound will finish the quarter and it'll be a little bit of a comfortable three-point lead, if you can call it that, at quarter time for the Dandenong Rangers over the Sydney Uni Flames. 13-10, Dandenong leading Sydney Uni.
This is sportradio.com.au and having a course relayed on QBN FM along with KIX FM, making waves on KI.
Price Attack WNBL on QBN FM, sportradio.com.au, KIX FM.
Do you need a website? What about a web host or domain name registration? You do? Then contact Darren at Speedway Designs on 0412-416701. They have over 5 years' experience and hundreds of satisfied clients. Speedway Design offers great prices on all their products and have the knowledge and experience to get your work done on time and within budget. Check out their website at speedwaydesigns.net or call Darren on 0412-416701. Speedway Designs. Proud partner of sportradio.com.au basketball. For all the latest news on the world's best women's basketball player, check out laurenjackson.org. Find out the news on Jackson and the Canberra Capitals, Seattle Storm, and WNBL. Join in the fun by entering the WNBL tipping competition, do the jigsaw puzzle, or visit the forum and meet other Jackson fans from around the world. Whether you call her Laws or LJ, you'll find out first at laurenjackson.org. LaurenJackson.org is not affiliated or endorsed by Lauren Jackson, Price Attack WNBL, WNBA, Canberra Capitals, or Seattle Storm.
Thirteen to ten, Dandenong Rangers leading the Sydney Flames. It was tight. It was pretty ugly in some ways during the first quarter, and the shooting percentages certainly reflect that. Dandenong shooting at 23%, and that's the good story. Sydney were just 21%, which is pretty horrific indeed during the first quarter. 13 to 10, leading scorers then for Sydney. Well, Gilbert with two, McKinnon one, Hoare two, Fallon two, Michelle Musselwhite three. Giving been their leading scorer, but it has not been good for them. Caitlin Ryan got two, Wilson two, Deanne Ranford two, Sam Richards four, Jacinta Hamilton three, the scorers for the Dandenong Rangers at quarter time. 13-10 Dandenong leading the Sydney Uni Flames at quarter time here in the 2004-2005 Price Attack WNBL Grand Final, as Sydney have first use of it in the second quarter. Sneller pass off to Wilson, drives in at the basket, won't go. McInerney comes back with a defensive rebound.
McInerney is just playing a big game here in defence, and she really has taken it to the Sydney side. Douglas now out there as they get it off to Bibby, who goes to the left side, back across this time to Wilson, who shoots over the top of, Wilson shooting over the top of Wilson.
Wilson and
Carly shooting over the top of Kelly. Eventually, Afiaki gets it down the other end as the shot doesn't drop, and she pulls up at the charity stripe and makes it another two. One-point ball game here. Dandenong leads Sydney by one with 9 minutes 15 left to go in the second term.
Wilson on the left wing for Sydney to Ranford. Cross-court they go. Finds Ryan for three. It won't go. And they keep it, Douglas was trying to keep it alive on the baseline, but then tipped it too far away from her teammates. It runs out. Flames have it in the backcourt. And it is McKinnon who brings it back across centre court. Dribbles off to the right side to Snell. Comes back to Wilson. Back to Snell. Snell putting it on the floor. Driving inside. Pass inside. McInerney with the steal. And McInerney is doing a tremendous job on Snell so far here. Gets it down to Carly Wilson. Off to Douglas at the elbow. Looking to go inside. Can't. Pass back outside for McInerney. Back to Douglas. Off to Ryan on the right. Ryan looking to get a screen for McInerney. Then goes back to the right side. Pull up from about 10 foot. Makes it. Caitlin Ryan's got four. Her first basket for the afternoon. It's 15-12 for Dandenong over Sydney. Caitlin Ryan has played a big part so far in this game early, and is coming off the bench as we expect from Dandenong. Snell looking for somebody inside. Back off to Wilson on the right. And then in the end, just jacks up a three from outside. Gets the offensive board through Afiaki. She takes it in, and Afiaki with a second basket here in the second quarter.
Afiaki looking a lot different tonight as she's got the hair out rather than tied down.
Yeah.
And making her, well, not hard to pick, of course, but still just that little bit different. As, McInerney gets a nice sharp ball into Wilson on the baseline, kicks it out to Bibby, and Bibby knocks down a big three. They're opening up the gap again, 18-14, and Bibby opens up her account from the bench. In fact, she wasn't from the bench.
No,
she started,
but
taking her a while to get on the board there. Of course,
yeah. She sat down, of course, with two early fouls and missed a fair portion of that. Afiaki has the ball stolen away at the other
rejected end.
Of, yeah, Carly Wilson, I think, from behind, knocked it away. Bibby dribbles down, lays it up, in it goes. Jess Bibby suddenly got 5 points. And Dandenong has stretched the lead out to 6, 20-14, with 7:06 to go in the second quarter.
Well, Sydney having to find some answers now as they're getting behind. 7 minutes left in the quarter as the, the referees called up the play, and Sydney going to ring some changes, hopefully, to, inspire the team as Coach Dalton was able to do in the first quarter.
I think it all happens at half-time for Sydney, though, as McKinnon dribbles off to the left, goes to Fallon low post, takes it in the basket, tough one from Fallon.
Wrong-footed. She had a right foot on the ground, the ball in the left hand, and she still managed to get it in.
Off balance, that was tough. Now, Bibby drives in down the centre of the lane. McKinnon back out to Wilson. McInerney out to Wilson it was. And it wouldn't go, so Sydney got out of jail there. Still down by four, though. Wilson gets it on the right wing. Back cross court to McKinnon. McKinnon passed back to the right side to Afiaki. Drives baseline. Tries to take the bump in the basket. She gets the basket. She'll go to the line as well. Afiaki all of a sudden, 6 points here in this quarter, had nothing at quarter time, and it just sent a Hamilton from behind who was trying to get out of the way but couldn't. Is called for the foul.
Yeah, she did everything but fall over backwards, just into Hamilton, but just could not get out the way in time. And Afiaki, a smart enough player to realise that if she just rides the bump, puts the shot up, she would go to the line. And in fact, a false start by Trish Fallon has seen the free throw. Well, it didn't drop anyway, but
Get the offensive board, though, which blew their opportunity. Yeah. Carly Wilson sitting down for Dandenong as they make some changes. And Dandenong will have it in the backcourt. It's Bibby looking to bring it across centre court. Hamilton was running a bit of interference, but Ryan gets it. Goes straight into Hamilton on the baseline. No, that's a tough basket. Just shooting over the top. Just into Hamilton, 5 points.
The Dandenong setup in offence has just been so strong. How often have we seen opportunities for flash cutters to cut hard and get the ball without an opposition player between the passer and the player? This time, Hamilton was camped in the key and had a clear pass going into her.
Caitlin Ryan has come up with a huge block, but
she looked like she got a piece of the hand as Hennessy comes in.
Well, the hand is part of the ball. There's got to be some body contact.
Well, we've got the advantage of the replay here.
Even the
Mark.
Replay, I've got to say, that is just a good block.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, Ryan's called for the foul.
And Bibby gets her first personal. Gilbert doesn't make the first, so not a painful foul except on the personal tally of Ryan. She makes a second, so, only cost them one.
Yep, only cost them one, but... to see Caitlin Ryan actually up that high anyway was a little bit surprising.
Well, it was Adriana Gilbert.
Yeah, of course. As Dandenong go to work inside. Hamilton looking strong all of a sudden has come up with 7 points. Good work in the low post. Squeezed through a couple of defenders. Got away from Afiaki and laid one in. 24-19 right now. Dandenong then leading with 5:25 to go till half time. Hennessy on the left wing. Back off to Afiaki. Three from the right from Afiaki's all net.
She gets it, and it moves them along 22 points to 24, back down to a two-point game, and again, Coach Dalton rings the changes, and Sydney come back to life. What's wrong with this starting lineup at the beginning of each quarter? As Dandenong working inside again, and eventually Jacinta Hamilton missed the first attempted layup, but gets in there under the basket, and will get it in. Eventually extending her points tally to 9 for the game. Dandenong 26, Sydney 22.
Looks like it's Hamilton against Afiaki right now. They've both got 9 as Appiaki went to work in the low post, has been called for an offensive foul.
Yeah, well...
For hooking the defensive player as she went to work. She made the basket too. That's a second on Appiaki. As she got the ball on the low post, but had hooked...
Yeah, well, it was interesting. Now it's Gilbert and Richards wrestling on the baseline as that ball has to come in.
And Richards will bring it across centre court, 4:30 to go till half-time. 26-22, four-point lead for Dandenong. Looked like they were starting to get away, but Sydney have come back. As Hamilton went inside, shot wouldn't go for a Snell with a defensive rebound. Will bring it back down the right. Afiaki off to Hennessy. Gilbert driving baseline, squeezes in underneath Richards. Call for the travel as she went for the little dummy, the head fake on Richards and shuffled the feet as
I didn't see that.
No, Sharon Arnold called that one. She.
Oh, yes, okay. It was there with the replay.
Yep.
Again, this time it was Wilson trying to get it inside to Hamilton, but there was heavy traffic there. And, this time it didn't work out as Musselwhite. Well, she'll be keen to try and get a victory and a championship because, of course, coming from the Melbourne side, she's seen a championship already in Melbourne when she moved to Sydney. And now she'll be hoping that she can lift this Sydney performance back the 4 points it needs to get them on level terms.
3:53 to go. Sydney with the ball in the front court. Hoare into the corner. As Musselwhite drives across the centre of the lane, won't go for it, sat on the ring, bounced a couple of times, this wouldn't drop. Hamilton with a defensive rebound, stays to the 4 point lead for Dandenong, and they bring it down to Downey, off to Bibby. Bibby looking to go to work, uses a screen from Hamilton, puts up the shot from the left, won't go, kept alive though, down by McInerney, outside goes to Richards, Richards misses the three.
Hennessy comes up with the ball, gets it off to the left side to Snell. Bounce pass inside, going that time to Moose, then back out to Snell, right side to Gilbert. Gilbert now works to the right wing, gets herself isolated a little bit, has to go back to Snell for three. Snell hasn't found a range yet, and it came off the front of the iron. And is that another timeout? Yes, it is. I think Karen Dalton's called this timeout, as Snell is trying to motivate the Sydney troops.
Snell is...
they've done a defensive
She's got
job
nothing.
On her.
She's got nothing. We've got the best defensive player in the league, Emily McInerney, watching her. But, yes, Snelly has hit nothing, and she's had some shots as well. But, don't think it's going to stay that way. You know, all of a sudden in the second half, she'll probably light up and hit 30. But the way things are going, anything is possible. The way the two teams are playing out there, it's a tight defensive battle, and this quarter has turned into the Appiaki versus Hamilton battle between the two sides. They're both the leading scorers with 9 points for their respective sides.
You called that earlier, and Appiaki is one of those players that she does come on, and when she comes on, she is absolutely red hot. And sometimes teams just don't allow for that. They... You know, with Dandenong, when they're going 10, well, they've got players to cover her. But with other teams, they go, well, we'll try and roll off Afiaki to get onto the Fallon, to get onto the Snell, and that's when she comes into her own. And again tonight, we've seen some offensive plays that it just looked like Dandenong didn't expect her to take the impetus, and some of those flash cuts have been extremely effective.
So, after the timeout, Dandenong have the ball. It's Richards dribbling down the left wing, being watched by Gilbert. Pass back to Wilson, stolen away by Musselwhite. She'll drive in, has it knocked away.
That was Snell, actually, Mark.
It's a Snelly, yeah, and Carly Wilson.
And still hasn't
defense.
Got a basket.
Nope.
Wilson there, yeah. Just really getting back and just stripped her of the ball as Snell was going up for the rebound. And, that is frustration for Belinda Snell, who... just can't buy a basket at the moment.
No, I wonder how many games this season she had nil at halftime. 2:50 away from that, but it's not going to happen. Snelly got the ball off the inbound pass and hits an 8-foot jumper. And Musselwhite really putting defensive pressure on the inbound ball, almost stole it back.
Yeah, Musselwhite is a wild card in this team. Her knee is getting better every week, but still, as Hamilton runs baseline and Tammy Hoare reaches in, slaps the ball out of her hands and over the baseline, it will be Dandenong with 12 seconds left on the shot clock to inbound once again. 26-24, 2-point ball game as Sydney really keep themselves in it as we come to halftime. Ball goes into Ryan. She's stuck in the corner. Carly Wilson rolls off the screen, works her way down. The shot doesn't drop, but Wilson's good enough to get the ball back. Unfortunately, she was almost quad-teamed that time, and the ball eventually came out into the hands of Bree Hennessy. She'll give it off to Gilbert, who comes up over halfway.
Yeah, good defense from Sydney as they move it in the front court. Snell going inside is, well, called for an offensive foul.
Yep, she
knocked over.
I don't know Ryan. That Ryan's feet were in concrete, but they were.
Yeah,
that concrete had set. Snelly looked back at Sharon Arnold and had a look of what me. You've got to be kidding, but no doubt about it, that was a good call. And, Snell, she's got to be a big chance of making that WNBA next season, doesn't she?
Yeah,
does. Another great offensive play from Dandenong. They just worked it around, and eventually Emily McInerney gets her first two for the game. And McInerney's been a scoring machine for this Dandenong Rangers in the finals.
Yeah, she has. And you don't expect this. It's not her strong point.
When she was passing off open layups at the AIS, I thought she wasn't going to score again this season, but she's done her job.
Snelly tried to force up a shot that just came back off the board like a bullet, but straight into the hands of McInerney. Gives it to Ryan to bring into the front court then. Minute 17 till halftime, 28-24. It's still close as Hamilton gets it inside. Pass off to McInerney, back out to Wilson. Looks to go inside. McInerney back to Wilson, low post. Turn around from Wilson, won't go. Hamilton was blocked out nicely by Hoare, and Sydney get it back, and it's Snell who brings it across centre court. Fallon on the right wing. Back to Hennessy. The pass inside from Fallon gets the basket to fall, and Fallon has got 6 points for the game, but geez, they've been doing a great job on her and Snelly tonight.
They certainly have, as Wilson goes right side to Richards. Just, you really have to ask the question on how is this Dandenong team going to be beaten if they can keep their lineup together, because it is so strong. That time Richards couldn't get the layup to work. Hennessy for three off the back of the iron, and it was, Hamilton, but it was Hoare who had last touch on it before it went over the baseline.
No, Tammy Hoare's been called for the foul.
How did she get a foul on that? She had a hand on the ball.
Yeah, I think she said she's coming in from behind Hamilton and knocked her in the back, and
Tiggy Touchwood call.
Yeah, 28-26 then. 19 seconds till half-time here. Dandenong up by two. They have the ball. They have the opportunity. There's about a second difference on the shot clock and the game clock as Richards off to the right side. Comes back out. And they go into the corner. Three from the corner won't go. They get the ball back. Another attempted shot from 18 foot won't go. Sydney get the last possession. A couple of shots wouldn't drop for Dandenong. Bibby in the corner couldn't get hers to go. And it's half-time, a two-point lead for the Dandenong Rangers, 28-26. Over the Sydney Uni Flames, it's just been a pretty ugly, tight defensive battle. But Dandenong lead at half-time, 28-26 over the Sydney Uni Flames.
This is sportradio.com.au, also relayed on QBNFM and KIXFM, making waves on KI.
For all the latest news and the world's best women's basketball player, check out laurenjackson.org.
Find out the news on Jackson and the Canberra Capitals, Seattle Storm, and WNBL. Join the fun by entering the WNBL tipping competition, do the jigsaw puzzle, or visit the forum and meet other Jackson fans from around the world. Whether you call her Laws or LJ, you'll find out first at laurenjackson.org. LaurenJackson.org is not affiliated or endorsed by Lauren Jackson, Price Attack, WNBL, WNBA, Canberra Capitals, or Seattle Storm.
Hi, I'm Sally Bevilacqua from the Transact Capitals. You're listening to the Price Attack WNBL on QBN FM, sportradio.com.au, KIX FM.
Do you need a website? What about a web host or domain name registration? You do? Then contact Darren at Speedway Designs on 0412-416701. They have over 5 years' experience and hundreds of satisfied clients. Speedway Design offers great prices on all their products and have the knowledge and experience to get your work done on time and within budget. Check out their website at speedwaydesigns.net or call Darren on 0412-416701. Speedway Designs, proud partner of sportradio.com.au/basketball.
Well, grand final time here, and it's halftime. Dandenong with the advantage at the long break, 28-26. But Sydney has shown enough throughout this half to say that they are well in touch and able to, perhaps make it a real upset for this Dandenong Rangers home crowd. A great crowd in at Dandenong, and as you heard on sportradio.com.au during the week, that they had been getting great numbers down to training each night this year, and they also had been with this game a sellout almost a week before the game was scheduled to be played. So that is great news for Dandenong, because I know they had said that it has always been a struggle in Melbourne to get the media's attention, but a championship last year certainly helped that, and now they've gone on from strength to strength.
Yeah, and of course two sides doing very well down there, Dandenong and Bulleen both being at the top of the ladder this season. Second grand final in a row down there, it's got to help, and a sellout crowd really enjoying it. And really I think Dandenong are probably going to need to ride a bit of that emotion that the crowd can give them, and to bring them home, because Sydney is certainly right in this one, 28-26, nobody's got this one won. And even though Dandenong at one stage early in the second quarter there looked like they'd started to open up a bit of a gap, they extended the lead out and were looking fairly strong. But all of a sudden it turned around and bang, Sydney were right back in it. It's been 2 4-points right down to the wire at halftime.
If you're Karen Dalton, the way this team has been starting each of the quarters, you'd almost just throw any five out there and with 5 seconds on the clock call for a change, because it's the players, as they've come back onto the court, that have really made the most impression in this game.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I don't know what it is, why it is that way with some players, but tonight the Flames just seem to be better coming off the bench. So like you said, it's worth a try. Anything's worth a try, because they really need something. But they've got to be happy at halftime. Down by two, you've got Belinda Snell with 2 points, Trish Fallon with 6. That's just got to make you very, very happy at halftime, knowing that your two main scorers who are averaging 40 a game between the two of them
can only get better.
Yeah, and they've only had a very, very quiet, although Dandenong done a great job. Emily McInerney's defensive job on Belinda Snell and keeping her to just 2 has been superb, and she'll keep doing that right through the whole of the game. So Sydney will be happy. They're only down by 2. They're not out of this by any way, shape or form. Last week they had to come from, 20-odd behind at halftime and managed to get up.
Yep, it is indeed. There's no riding off this Sydney side, that is for sure. And, when you look at Adelaide and Bulleen, who they had put out of the finals, there was nothing wrong with either of those teams' abilities and skills. It was just determination at the end of the game that has got Sydney home. And, after the break here on sportradio.com during halftime, we will talk about all the award winners from season 2004-05. This is sportradio.com.au.
Do you need a website? What about a web host or domain name registration? You do? Then contact Darren at Speedway Designs on 0412-416701. They have over 5 years' experience and hundreds of satisfied clients. Speedway Design offers great prices on all their products and have the knowledge and experience to get your work done on time and within budget. Check out their website at speedwaydesigns.net or call Darren on 0412-416701. Speedway Designs, proud partner of sportradio.com.au/basketball.
Hi, I'm Jenny Whittle from the Canberra Transact Capital. You're listening to the Price Attack WNBL on QBN FM, sportradio.com.au, KIX FM.
For all the latest news on the world's best women's basketball player, check out laurenjackson.org. Find out the news on Jackson and the Canberra Capitals, Seattle Storm, and WNBL. Join in the fun by entering the WNBL tipping competition, do the jigsaw puzzle, or visit the forum and meet other Jackson fans from around the world. Whether you call her Laws or LJ, you'll find out first at laurenjackson.org. laurenjackson.org is not affiliated or endorsed by Lauren Jackson, Price Attack WNBL, WNBA, Canberra Capitals, or Seattle Storm.
The season 2004-05, Mark Aston, has seen, some great players getting acknowledged for hard work throughout the season, and none more deserving than Katrina Hibbert. Not a lot of people would have picked Katrina Hibbert to be the MVP of the league, but certainly at the end of the year, everyone just has admired the way she's gone about her business.
Yeah, absolutely. Stunning result, really. 30 points in front of Belinda Snell. We were talking about it in the last few weeks of the season that Hibbert was certainly a favourite with some, but you know, Snelly's performances in those last couple of weeks, especially where she hit that big 54 in one game, might have tipped it in her favour. But yeah, Katrina Hibbert rewarded for a solid season all season. You know, she's not a flashy player that she just gets in and does a lot of the hard works. And but she has been around for a while. She actually played 4 years with Louisiana State University in America, and has played in the WNBL with the Seattle Storm a couple of seasons ago as well. So, yeah, it's I think she wants to get back there, and apparently some clubs are looking at her. And obviously to take out the MVP of this season is a great reward for her. And, of course, you know, obviously if Lauren Jackson had played this season, we'd probably be giving Lauren her third in a row. But, yeah, Katrina Hibbert deserved it this season, I think, on her performances with the Bullying Boomers, and you know, really has stepped up as well, which was exciting for Bulleen and for the league and for the Opals in the future as well. She's going to be another strong player that they can bring into that squad and try to knock over the US. I think the next very big challenge for the Opals is going to be the Commonwealth Games of 2016 in Melbourne. Well, it's not. I don't think it's a challenge. It's a matter of turn up, collect the gold medal.
We'll be, yes. And in fact, the Royal Australian Mint will be announcing next month, will be launching next month, the actual medals that will be awarded to the victors at the Commonwealth Games. So that's something for all basketball fans to keep an eye on, because it is very much the case that Australian basketball fans have said, well, you can also strike the word Australia in the first place on the goal.
Yeah, you can make that one already. Certainly, definitely with the women's, because the standard around the Commonwealth nations in women's basketball, the Australians, are just so far ahead. It shouldn't... It's a mere formality, while, yeah, for the men's, they will have a bit of a tougher battle, but I think even the men's will go in as hot favourites to take it out. Canada and New Zealand are probably the only other two nations that you'd expect to be up there trying to contest, and really the Australian men should also be favourites. Yeah. So, yep.
Another presentation we just saw at halftime was, of course, the All-Star Five, and good news for Katrina Hibbert. She made that team quite easily, being the MVP of the league. Sydney featuring heavily in that All-Star Five.
Yeah, Belinda Snow and Trish Fallon, as we expect, two great players, both as well making that lineup. Jenny Whittle, the Canberra centre, who made the comeback into the league, was just great, and so she made the All-Star Five. And probably a little bit of a surprise is the fifth selection there, Erin Phillips from Adelaide.
Fantastic player this season, and I have to say, didn't see too many better in that point guard position across the league. You know, Richards and Bibby have been playing extremely well, probably taking votes off each other. Ryan, of course, another one that fits into that backcourt triangle for Dandenong, that, you know, really divert attention away from the one standout player. As we're back into it here, the second half has commenced, and it's Bibby now going into the corner, giving the ball to McInerney, who had Snell right up in her face. And McKinnon has reached in on the Richards as the ball had come out from the corner, and McKinnon is going to pick up her first foul. So, two-point ball game as Sharon Arnold hands the ball over, and it will be Wilson in receiving the inbound ball, gets a handoff from McInerney, works over to the right-hand side, back to McInerney, who fakes the shot, then goes to Bibby, inside to Hamilton, out to Bibby. Bibby drives in towards the paint, then puts up the shot. It doesn't fall in, it comes off hands, and Carly Wilson will get the ball for Dandenong. She cuts hard to the baseline, ball goes, the cutter was Bibby, gave it off to Hamilton, got it back, then put up a three, and they're just dominating possession down on the baseline as McInerney gets the rebound from the Bibby three-point shot that didn't fall.
Sydney can't get their hands on the ball. The pass inside is finally, they end up with it. Snelly with a steal. Outlet pass to Afiaki, who's got her hair up to start the second half instead of down as she had it all through. As Hennessy back across to Fallon on the left wing, into McKinnon. McKinnon on the left, back Snell at the top, right side to Appiaki. Puts it on the floor, drives in against Hamilton, won't go. Fallon picks up the scraps and puts it back in. Fallon's 8 points for the for the game and ties it all up at 28. So the first basket for Sydney coming early, but it looked like Dandenong were controlling things in the opening seconds there. As Wilson in the corner, dribbles back out after McInerney gave her the screen, goes back to McInerney in the corner. Three from McInerney won't go, and Downey comes up with the knockdown. Hennessy with the defensive rebound.
Good decision from McInerney. No one was going to her, so why not put up the shot?
Yeah, she was left all alone. Fallon, low post. Tough work inside against Wilson. Fallon with another layup.
10 points for Fallon. 8 minutes left to go in the third term here at the Dandenong Stadium. Sydney now going to the front for the first time in the game. 28-30, and Sydney on a roll as Fallon comes up with a steal. She goes to the key, cuts it off to Appiaki, and Appiaki's layup doesn't fall. Richards will bring the ball back for Dandenong.
Well, that was the basket she should have scored. Almost,
Hennessy
got a steal.
Hennessy, back again.
Ball loose. Oh, picked up by Hamilton. Came loose to Hamilton. Dandenong still end up with it. Gets it off to McInerney, and they'll set up the play. Sydney's defense right now has been pretty ferocious, and it's coming up with some good results. Bibby gets knocked to the ground by Hennessy. Hennessy will be called for another foul.
Bree's not smiling about that call, is she?
Nope, as we've got a timeout called.
By Dandenong. Gary Fox, yeah, not happy with the performance of this team in the start of the third quarter. We're, a minute and a half into this third quarter, and Sydney have taken the lead and are in good position now.
Yeah, 30-28 they lead, but it was really that the first 45 seconds, Dandenong just had all the ball. They were putting up the shots, getting the offensive boards, and they just couldn't get one to drop, and bang, Sydney came down, got a couple of quick baskets, and Trish Fallon all of a sudden up to 10 points. But then it could have even been worse if Appiaki had made the layup.
It could have been indeed, and they would have been out to a four-point break as Wilson, Bibby, Hamilton, McInerney all definitely going to return to the floor along with, I think it'll be Richards going back out there now. Yes, it will be indeed. Richards just the last one back out onto the floor. And, catching a replay here from the ABC on what happened, Karen Dalton's reaction when Eva Appiaki missed the open layup at the other end of the court. But, 2-point ball game, Sydney with the advantage, and they're taking the crowd out of this one at the Dandenong Stadium. Grand final day for the Price Attack WNBL.
McInerney down to Wilson. Richards dribbles back out on the right wing. McInerney inside to Hamilton. Backing turnaround jumper from Hamilton's good.
Ball squared up. 7 minutes left in the third term. And it's 30 points apiece in what has been just a defensive and a poor shooting grand final.
It has been indeed. Sydney then with the ball. Cross to the right for Snell. Three-pointer from Snell won't go. Came off the board, didn't even hit the rim. And Hamilton grabs the ball and gives it to Richards to bring into the front court. So 6:45 still here to go. Hamilton gets it high post. Put it on the floor and drive into the basket and lay it in from Hamilton. 13 for the game for Jacinta Hamilton. Right now she's putting herself in line for the MVP for the Dandenong Rangers. She just got it in the high post and just dribbled straight through. Yeah. Too easy. Appiaki now goes to work at the other end. Blocked by Hamilton. Knocked
and
away.
McInerney comes up with it.
Yeah, she gives it away, though, to McKinnon.
Still.
Appiaki, three from the right. Won't go. And Snell gets another offensive basket.
Oh, nice pivot. Snell just pivots around. She turned to her right, managed to wrong foot two defenders, and then gets the layup home. That was great work. Richards couldn't do anything about that, even though she tried to come up to block the shot. Snell had just completely wrong-footed her as Wilson goes to the other end, and it won't drop for Dandenong here in the third term. Bibby gets the tap away from Hamilton. Hamilton's turnaround jump shot from the baseline is good, and Hamilton is keeping Dandenong in the game. She sends them ahead now by two with 15 points personally in a score of 34.
And she's been defended by Trish Fallon, who's no mean player indeed. So Hamilton right now giving them the lead. She's got 15 points, and those baseline shots remind me much of Lauren Jackson. I think she probably worked and learned a bit of that when she was playing here with the Capitals a couple of years ago. Fallon, drive in, left-handed hook shot won't go. Lost out of bounds, it'll be Sydney ball.
Over the baseline again, tapped by Dandenong. So both teams seem to be able to control possession when they've got the ball, and that is worrying for both coaches that their defence is not creating, well, I guess Sydney's defence is creating turnovers in their backcourt a little bit, but Dandenong was able to camp that ball down in their offensive court at the beginning of this quarter for almost three 24-second shot clocks.
Shooting percentages, as you mentioned, are bad. 33% from both sides right now, and even a lot worse from three-point land. We've had very little from outside. Three-point shot.
Hennessy nails it.
Just
from
as I mention it.
Two steps behind, and Hennessy gets her first points for the game. Well, good one, a good shot there from Brianna Hennessy. She just stepped back. No one went to her quickly, so that gave her a bit more time, and now McKinnon gets in between herself and Wilson, knocks the ball free, but Wilson comes back to it. She gives it to Hamilton, and Hamilton will drive down the left lane, and Tammy Hoare reaches in, gives her a slap on the arm, and Hamilton will go to the line.
Yep. Right now, Jacinta Hamilton is the one that's taking it for Dandenong. Nobody else is stepping up right now, so why not go with her? Give her the ball and let her go at them. Makes the first of the free throw. 16 points for Hamilton. Next best for Dandenong's 5 from Jessica Bibby. 17 now for Hamilton. And the lead is 1. 36-35. Dandenong. McKinnon looks to go to work. Gives it to Fallon at the elbow. She'll shoot over the top of Wilson. Yeah. Tough basket from Fallon. She's got 12.
On the right elbow, she just took on the defense of Wilson. In fact, Wilson was about that half step too far back, which meant that she did have the room to do it.
Now Dandenong, get into Hamilton, driving the baseline, pass across court. No, it wasn't far enough, and stolen back by Hennessy for Sydney. Whew, Sydney up by 1, 4:02 to go till three-quarter time. This one's going to go right down to the wire, who knows. Could even be in for some overtime. Fallon has the ball knocked away from her on the side. Ball.
Richards diving after the ball. And
it's going to be Dandenong ball.
Yeah, they're pointing towards Dandenong, and that is quite amazing because you think Richards stretched all over.
She was the only one near it. Knocked it away from McKinnon.
Well, they're saying McKinnon knocked it last.
Richards,
or touched it last.
Well, the way Richards was going after it, she was pretty sure that she'd got the pull on it to get it away from McKinnon. So anyway, Dandenong, bring it back down.
Musselwhite back out there watching Richards.
On the right wing. Hamilton steps out at the top. Hands off to Bibby for 3 from the top.
Oh,
there it goes!
And there's a... Well, that wasn't from the three-point arc. That was almost from the backcourt.
She was fair way outside, but used a nice screen from Hamilton to come up with that one. Two-point lead for Dandenong, 39-37. Snell on the right wing, being harassed by McInerney. Gives it to Musselwhite. Back to Hennessy, putting it on the floor, looking to go inside. Forces up a shot that won't go, and defensively, the rebound comes down to McInerney. Off to Richards. It is a very, very tight defensive battle. Well, it's a good grand final. Two sides going at it. Tough. Right wing, they look to move it in. Hamilton, low post. Back out to Douglas to McInerney. Left side finds Richards. She'll put up a shot from the left. Air balls as the shot clock was expiring.
Yes. The crowd now starting to work themselves into the game too, Mark. They're really starting to turn up the volume and help this Dandenong side, who have the two-point advantage at the moment with 2:40 left to go in the third term.
Well, the home crowd. They need to get into it and get their side home. Fallon, and on the right, pass inside to Hoare. Tries to jack that one.
That was the shovel shot.
Yeah. And she's called for the offensive charge.
And Sharon Arnold giving the big signal there against the number 7. I don't know how she could be called for charging when Natalie Douglas had a foot in the air. Well,
it would have had to have been a travel as well.
You don't get a personal foul for a travel.
To have moved into her. So, Yeah, a little bit tough there on Tammy Hall. He gets called for the offensive basket on the offensive foul.
Ryan steps in for Dandenong.
Bibby brings it into the front court. Ryan on the right wing. Hamilton, who steps outside, being watched by Afiaki. McInerney.
Oh.
Pass down to Bibby, driving baseline. Takes it inside, overcooks the layup. Won't go. They've got the offensive board, though, through Hamilton. Back out to Bibby. Left wing, three-point shot won't go, and Musselwhite runs down the long rebound for Sydney.
She pulls up because already McInerney and Ryan had got back into defence for Dandenong. So quick were they on that offensive play. They really backed Bibby to make that three-pointer.
Yeah, indeed. Musselwhite on the right wing. Snell at the top. Gets it off on the left. Got to jack up a three as the shot puts running down. Won't go.
Hamilton got the air ball and gave it firstly to Ryan. Then Ryan kicked it straight back across court to Bibby, who goes up the floor, gives it to McInerney. McInerney to Hamilton. Bounce pass into Douglas, who falls to the ground. Has to get it back out to McInerney. Gives it to Bibby. Bibby drives baseline. The shot doesn't fall. And eventually, the ball goes over the sideline, ricocheting between two bodies. And the Sydney bench, including Karen Dalton, cannot believe that they have called Hennessy the last one to touch it when it was knocked out of Hennessy's hand by Dalton. By Douglas.
Douglas. I don't know. I think they probably did get it right.
Well, they're in a better position than us.
This is, because it came down.
Knee.
Yeah, came down off Hennessy's hands onto her leg and out of bounds. So, yeah, good call. Got it right as we got a timeout called. And, right now, momentum is probably just with Dandenong right now, the way things are going the last couple of minutes.
Back. Yes,
it's going both ways, indeed. Nobody's got it won. It's good. It's exciting. It's a good grand final. It's, not a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, we're going to be in for a beauty right till the end. So
interesting. You once again call a timeout here within a few seconds of the three-quarter time break.
Yeah, well, if you've got the time,
you don't know
the one for
the
quarter to
end.
Use it, but sometimes you've got to use them. So it'll be Dandenong with the offensive ball, up by two over the Sydney Flames.
1 minute 20 left to go in this third term. It is a game that is still in the balance.
Oh, definitely is. So it'll be inbound ball. McInerney brings it in to Hamilton on the right wing. Puts it on the floor, dribbling towards centre court against Fallon. Back to Bibby. Bibby. Douglas hands back off to Bibby. McInerney steps out on the left side. She's left all alone. They know she's not going to shoot. Into Hamilton. Takes it at the basket. Hamilton won't go.
Oh.
Loose on the ground. And Bibby ends up with it.
They're
on the left wing.
They're kicking at each other too. Douglas is kicking at...
Musselwhite,
yeah, no surprise there. Musselwhite threw Douglas to the ground, and then Douglas retaliated with a kick, and I'm not sure which way it's going to go. Douglas did hook. There's a bit of pushing and kicking.
Both ways.
It was not the most gracious piece of play we've ever seen. And somehow, they've decided that Dandenong should have the possession.
Yeah, well, nothing was called on that bit of pushing and shoving and kicking. So it's just the ball went out of bounds off Sydney. And, but both sides really defensively are going at it. It is.
They've fouled both teams here. So Musselwhite.
They've given both of them a foul.
And
so,
Douglas have both got a foul. They're talking about blood. Musselwhite's gone over to see the support staff. And, there's no blood there.
So Dandenong will have it from the left wing. 58 seconds then till three-quarter time. Ryan inbounds it to Douglas. McInerney on the right wing. Down to Bibby. Looking to come back. Then goes back right through the centre of the lane. Tries to force up a shot and good defence. Blocks the shot. There's about three or four players surrounding there. Everyone is very, very determined defensively. So it's good. Fallon back to Afiaki. Left wing to Musselwhite and... offensive foul, I think, on Dandenong, as Gary Fox looks very frustrated.
Yeah, he does indeed.
Yeah, well away from the action.
Just looking at the foul count here, we've got Ali Douglas with one foul, Musselwhite with one. The only real player on the court who is in foul trouble is Tammy Hall with four, And then, of course, Jessica Bisbee has three now.
Yeah, I think that was her third then. So, yeah, that's a worry. 30 seconds then till three-quarter time. Apiaki to Musselwhite on the right wing. She keeps it, dribbles, looks to go inside. Needs to pass it off. Throws it almost away. Fallon gets it on the left wing. She'll pull up at the free throw line. Shot won't go. Tipped out to Musselwhite. So they get another opportunity with 14 seconds to go. 39-37. Dandenong leading by two. 8 seconds. Seven. Snell hands back off to Musselwhite from the left. Drives inside. Could be called for the charge. Nothing called. Defensive rebound from Douglas. And that'll be three-quarter time. 39-37. It was an 11 each.
Sydney have been very good in those last few plays to lock that ball and to ensure they had in multiple possessions up in their offensive court, and that was good from the Sydney Uni side. And, well, Dandenong, they are playing a possession game as well, and they're certainly not having the effectiveness that they did right at the start of this game. But when they're shooting at 30% Dandenong from the field, 33 for Sydney Uni, it's, well, it shows you just how dour a struggle it is. Two from 13 three-pointers, that's 15% for Dandenong, and three from 14,
21%.
This ugly. Is, yeah, ugly from outside. And admittedly, the bulk of the three-pointers haven't come from near the arc, they've come from well behind.
Yeah, there's been some outside shooting there, but yeah, three-quarter time, it's a two-point lead, 39-37 in favour of Dandenong.
The latest news on the world's best women's basketball player, check out laurenjackson.org. Find out the news on Jackson and the Canberra Capitals, Seattle Storm and WNBL. Join the fun by entering the WNBL tipping competition, do the jigsaw puzzle, or visit the forum and meet other Jackson fans from around the world. Whether you call her Laws or LJ, you'll find out first at laurenjackson.org. laurenjackson.org is not affiliated or endorsed by Lauren Jackson, Price Attack, WNBL, WNBA, Canberra Capitals, or Seattle Storm.
Hello, I'm Gemma Sutherland from the Canberra Transat Capitals. You're listening to the Price Attack WNBL on Queanbeyan FM, sportradio.com.au, KIXFM.
Do you need a website? What about a web host or domain name registration? You do? Then contact Darren at Speedway Designs on 0412-416701. They have over 5 years' experience and hundreds of satisfied clients. Speedway Design offers great prices on all their products and have the knowledge and experience to get your work done on time and within budget. Check out their website at speedwaydesigns.net or call Darren on 0412-416701. Speedway Designs. Proud partner of sportradio.com.au basketball.
It's the start of the fourth quarter, and it's all just a two-point game. It was tied up 11-all that third quarter. Very tight. 39-37 as Sydney have first use of it for the final quarter. Snell at the free throw line, being watched closely by McInerney. Passes down to Apiaki. Shot won't go for it. Gets her offensive board. Tries to jack it back up. Can't.
Oh, great work by
Hamilton
McInerney.
Ended up. And Dandenong. And then it's silly foul from Apiaki as she's just coming back, bumping the player, bringing the ball out of defense. And that's just silly. And that's the type of foul that coaches get very frustrated to give a silly one away very early here in the fourth quarter.
But again, McInerney's defense just locking that ball up after Apiaki had managed to take possession of it.
So Dandenong then, Bibby in the back court. Ranford it is. Ranford to Ryan. Back off to McInerney. Right side finds McInerney. Back to the top. They go. Off Douglas on the left wing. Puts up a shot from about 10 foot and it's good. Douglas's first basket of the afternoon. And it's 41-37. We'll see if one side can establish the domination here early in the final quarter and perhaps wrap it up. But geez, I think this is going all the way. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter as Apiaki goes down into the corner to Hennessy. Back to Apiaki, left side to Hennessy, to McKinnon. Snell from the corner, inside to Fallon, 24-second violation.
Fallon's shot, I thought, was up in time, but it just came off the back of the iron that time and didn't fall in.
Yeah, I think referee said it didn't get it out of her hands in time. Mm. So, yeah, tight defense right now. As we would expect, McInerney in on the left wing.
Oh, McInerney's pass.
Yeah, Douglas had to run it down and saved it. Richards on the right wing. She'll put up a shot from outside and it's too long. Ball inside has been stolen by Apiaki back for Sydney. 41-37, Dandenong leading Sydney. Apiaki in the front court, at the centre of the court, off to McKinnon. McKinnon to Snell on the right wing. She'll dribble back into the centre. She goes. McInerney rips the ball
again.
Loose as she stole it. Douglas off to Ranford, and Ranford will wait and set up a play. Cross to Hamilton. Hamilton, double team, trying to force it up, is fouled by one of the defensive players. There's
Snell.
A couple in there.
That'll be Snell's, I think, third foul. I think the score, I think 10 fingers went up, not 8, though. And, it was Apiaki. I thought I saw two more fingers than there were.
So Hamilton goes to the line for free throws. She's got 18 points. And really, surprising, nobody else has offensively got going tonight for Dandenong.
As Sydney, with McKinnon, brings the ball back. Over the halfway, and Hoare, Apiaki and Hennessy all in foul, all with three fouls for Sydney, as Sydney gets the ball to Snell, right side, then goes to McKinnon. McKinnon puts the ball on the floor, pulls up the elbow, and then backs away to the top of the key. Her shot doesn't fall, but Hennessy will get the rebound. On her knees, she passes it off to Fallon. Now right side goes back to Musselwhite, who finds Snell back at the top of the arc. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Back to Musselwhite. Musselwhite gets a screen from Snell, but goes further afield, left side to McKinnon, who bounces the ball on the feet of Dee Ranford, and the ball goes over the sideline. Sydney will get it back. I don't know if they'll get a reset shot clock, because it was Ranford just trying to step across into the path of McKinnon there and had the ball bounced on her feet. It wasn't as if she was kicking at the ball.
And it looks like they might have.
Yeah, they did. Reset shot clock.
Yep, a little bit of luck. So, McKinnon then dribbles inside, pass back to Fallon on the left wing. She'll put up a three from outside. Won't go. Comes down. Long one out to Ryan. And Ryan will dribble across centre court for Dandenong. 43-37. She pulls up at the elbow. Oh, hits it!
That is getting the Dandenong fans and the rest of the team up onto their feet. And as Dandenong now start to open up the gap again, you wonder how soon it will be Coach Dalton ringing some changes from the bench.
6:40 to go here. That's over 3.5 minutes of play. Sydney have not scored a point. Three-pointer from the left.
Oh, yeah, nailed it.
As I mention every time.
Snell. 5 points for the game. No, 7 points for the game now for Belinda Snell. 45 plays 40, a five-point ball game. As Douglas gets it on the right side, she's looking for... Sorry, that wasn't Douglas, that was McInerney. She goes into the corner, and Hamilton just has the ball tantalising bounce around the ring before it drops out.
This time it wouldn't drop. They have been dropping earlier. 45-40 then. It was an 8-0 start for Dandenong to this quarter before Snelly hit the big three. 6 minutes to go here in the final quarter. Sydney look to go inside. Snell has it knocked away by...
McInerney,
it'd have to be. Gee, she has played a great game defensively, McInerney.
I tell you what, Hamilton's getting the stats on the scoreboard, but just how many things in defence has McInerney done tonight where you would hope that she's getting credited for that?
Yeah, well, I think her defence will certainly put her in line for an MVP. Fallon driving in at the basket is fouled by Hamilton. So that should put Fallon at the line for a couple of free throws. But, yeah, the defensive work from McInerney on Snell is really phenomenal to watch.
Ranford, Ryan, Hamilton, McInerney and Wilson out on the floor for the Dandenong Rangers. Snell, Fallon, Musselwhite, Hennessy and McKinnon out on the floor for the Sydney Uni Flames.
Fallon makes the first of the free throws. 13th point for the game. And 14th. So it's back to a three-point game, 45-42, as Ranford dribbles across centre court. Off to McInerney. Wilson's on the left wing. Goes back to Hamilton on the right. Holds onto the ball, looking for someone to pass it to. Finally gets it off to Ranford. 7 seconds on the shot clock. to put it on the floor and go inside. Oh, nice little dummy. Down the centre of the lane, won't go. Offensive board from Hamilton, sticks it back in. 21 for Hamilton.
47 points for Dandenong. Leads Sydney Uni 42 as we're coming down to the crunch. Sydney need to start scoring as Wilson out on the floor. She must have come out just after that free throw. And she just got completely wrong-footed.
Yeah, pass inside to Fallon, couldn't get control of it, lost it out of bounds, turnover against Sydney. As we've got another timeout called with about five minutes left here in the final quarter.
Darren Dalton wants to speak to him.
Yeah, indeed. Dandenong, though, are up and leading and have had the momentum here in the fourth quarter so far. But, geez, they are not safe. Not safe at all. And if Snell can get free for a couple of shots, who knows what could happen. The three-point shooting has been absolutely abysmal, as we've talked about. Shooting altogether has been abysmal stats.
Yeah, when you're seeing a team shoot at 30-odd percent for the game, 30 to 35% is not what you want.
No, both sides through the regular season shot around 41, 42% from the field overall. So, well below their averages in the three-point shooting. Dandenong shot 29% during the regular season to 34% by the Flames. So, it is a defensive struggle and a defensive battle. Maybe that'll get Emily McInerney plenty more votes in the MVP than perhaps Jacinta Hamilton's 21 points have been doing.
That's right. So, as Eva Afiaki being called back out onto the floor by...
she's only got three fouls, so...
Not in the foul trouble that we might have thought earlier. It's all or nothing for Sydney now. 5 minutes to try and right the defeat of last year, and Dandenong get first use of the ball after the timeout.
It is. It'll be Bibby to bring it back. 47-42, five-point lead with just over 5 minutes. It winds down to 5 minutes now. Left to go here. Wilson gets it back off to Richards. Richards left wing finds Ryan. Being watched by Kelly Wilson, goes around the screen, try to pass it back. Kelly Wilson with a good steal for the Flames and has to hold on to it, gives it to Afiaki, back to Wilson to bring across centre court.
Coach Fox tearing his hair out with that play.
Yeah, yes. The defence from both sides has been very, very good. As Musselwhite on the left wing, passes into the corner. Three-point shot from Wilson, won't go. Hamilton out of bounds off Fallon.
Oh, I thought Hamilton had slapped that over the baseline then. A lucky touch from Dandenong's point of view onto Fallon's hand as that's Wilson in the pink socks. No, it was Richards bringing it back over the half. Wilson's on the other side of the court just waiting. Oh, Richards cuts into the paint. She has to back it out. McInerney goes back to Richards now around the arc to the right side to Ryan. Ryan jacks up a downtown air ball. And that will see the turnover, exactly what Sydney wanted from that timeout, a couple of turnovers there.
Yeah, 47-42 still, 4 minutes to go here in the final quarter as Wilson brings it across centre court, down the left wing, gets there safely, sets up the play, left wing, Musselwhite almost lost it over the sideline, then dribbles back into field, tries to put up a three that won't go, McInerney has knocked out of bounds. Out of her hands, and Dandenong will have it behind their offensive basket, so the defensive basket, I should say.
McInerney, Richards, trying to work with Richards there, but Richards is able to beat a pass past Musselwhite, then goes to the top of the arc, gives it to Hamilton. Hamilton now puts the ball on the floor, hands off to Carly Wilson. Wilson on the left lane, hands it back to Hamilton in the paint. Hamilton goes down the left lane, but the shot doesn't drop, and Afiaki will come up with it.
Yep, just stayed there. Afiaki just stayed there in position. She wasn't going to give up another foul. Fell into Afiaki, left wing. Come back to Wilson. Wilson looking for someone inside. Gives it to Snelly for three. Is it? No, just a two. Just a two.
It's
nine for Snelly for the game.
Now, finding a range, though, which is the good sign for the Sydney Uni team.
Managed to get away from McInerney that time.
10 points for Snell, 47-45 as Ryan crashes to the ground. The foul called that time, I think, on Musselwhite. No, it was on Kelly Wilson, who just hacked in.
Right across the arm. And
That was, perhaps not the best move, but Ryan isn't the best free throw shooter in this Dandenong team. She's not bad, though, but the first one rattles out.
So just a two-point game. You got 6 points already tonight, and seven, Caitlin Ryan with the second of the free throws, but it's not been a strong point from either side. Three-point game, 48-45, 2:42 to go. It's going down to the wire. Apiaki gets it on the right wing for the Flames. Dribbles off to the left. Wilson's on her right. She goes to Snell on the left. Puts it on the floor. Drives in at the basket. Won't go, but I think she might have been fouled by McInerney. And that'll put her at the line for the free throws. As she is working so hard right now against McInerney and finally starting to get a little bit of reward finally. So
it has been just a fantastic battle. And right throughout this game, those two have not given each other a break.
So Snell at the free throw line makes the first. She's got 11 for the game. I must have given her a 3 for that last one.
Yeah, well, I thought I saw the
I didn't see the hands go up.
Down.
Yeah. She makes them both. So it's a one-point game. 48-47, 2:20 to go. There's Bibby on the left wing. Back to Wilson. Right side. McInerney comes back to the left to Richards into the corner. Hamilton drives the baseline. Little six-foot floating jumper. Hamilton, 23.
She rode the bump that time. Yep. Ellie Douglas standing up on the bench, just screaming out to her teammates to keep this performance up.
That was just had enough roll on it to get over the edge. Gee, she has been brilliant offensively for them, Hamilton. Fallon, the pass back to McKinnon. Minute 50 to go. Apiaki right wing for Sydney. Looking to drive baseline, pull-up jumper, won't go, it's airballed long. Defensive rebound from Richards, is away across centre court, one-on-one. Down to Bibby on the baseline, she turns it over, McKinnon's going to be called.
No, Bibby got Bibby. Called. It was Bibby who got called for an offensive foul, I think you're fine.
What are they called?
No, the crowd's gone wild.
Well, Bibby's just dribbling across.
McKinnon hacked in on Bibby, so...
No, Bibby.
Well, that
is interesting.
It is
Bibby.
The crowd went up, so the big Sydney crowd in attendance when they saw that foul, because I thought that was the Dandenong fans cheering with a
I think it's frustration as Snelly ends up with the ball. It was loose and scrappy on the sideline. Three-point game, Dandenong leading 50-47, minute 20 to go.
And McKinnon misses the pass.
Yeah, turnover against Sydney. Now the crowd should really, really get going. Timeout called by Sydney.
Minute 21 left to go in the 2004-2005 Price Attack WNBL Grand Final. And what a game it's been. It certainly hasn't been a flashy all-star, lairising affair in the front court. It has been dour, and it has been very exciting.
Yeah, it's been a great game, and boy, is it going down to the wire. Trish Fallon, 14. Belinda Snell with 12, leading scorers for the Sydney Flames. Eva Apiaki with 9, who did that good early work to keep them in the game, while for Dandenong, Jacinta Hamilton with 23.
Four possessions basically left in this game with a minute and 20 seconds, just rounding it off, and I think it is Dandenong's ball.
Yep, Dandenong off the turnover.
Dandenong gets basically two possessions. Sydney
maybe three.
End up last, unless they run and gun. And since we haven't seen run and gun, like even... Even Richards on a breakaway there decided to dump off to Bibby, who was cutting it underneath the basket.
And didn't want to put up a layup either. She was reluctant.
So they're not playing any sort of run and gun. And, it is going to be very interesting to see how these two coaches approach this potentially four-possession game that we have left. Of course, both coaches still with one timeout left to play.
Yep. So, 50-47, minute 20. Dandenong with the ball in the front court as Bibby looks for the inbound pass, gets it to Hamilton, hands off to Richards. On the left wing, Fallon watching her. Goes back down into the corner to Bibby. Back to Richards, cross court. Wilson, the pass inside. Nice ball movement. Wilson from the top, lift it short.
Oh,
Bibby with the offensive board, and she fouled.
It's gone her way. So, Bibby, they're in the bonus too, I think you'll find. And Bibby will be shooting too. No?
No.
Doesn't look like... No, I must...
Either probably Fallon that'll be called for the foul on the reach-in. No, it wasn't. Ball from the sideline still for Dandenong. So down to a minute, 59 seconds, as Bibby drove baseline. Back out to Richards. Pull up from the right. Won't go. Shot ball loose. Bibby in the corner, and they get another opportunity. So they've had three possessions already and the chance to wind more time off the clock. 19 seconds on the shot clock. 43 in the game. McInerney on the left. Up by three. Sydney are going to hope for a defensive block here. Bibby puts it on the floor. Drives and sock. Layup won't go. Offensive
Hamilton.
Ball. McInerney down to Bibby.
Bibby was legged. In on the rules, that was a legging, and that is a free. And
she will be at the free throw line now, surely.
Yeah,
she
who
drove
got in
underneath.
There? Oh, it was Fallon who. No, yeah, it was Fallon who sort of kicked the legs back out, but I didn't see who actually tripped her in the final instant that knocked her to the ground.
No, she'd been caught. They've caught an offensive charge against Bibby.
Oh, well, that's just unbelievable. If they're tripping her, how did they have her feet on the floor? 26 seconds left, Mark. Call us home.
Oh, indeed. Three-point game, Dandenong. Sydney need a big basket here. 15 seconds on the shot clock, 19 on the game clock. So Dandenong will get it back late. Fallon, three from the right. It's an air ball short. And Dandenong come up with the defensive board. Snell goes
Whistle.
In and forces the foul. McInerney came up with the ball.
Had to foul
there. Are they in the penalty? Are we going to the other end? Dandenong looking pretty happy on the bench right now, but I wouldn't be too happy yet. McInerney got the defensive rebound, and Snelly came in to force the foul to not waste any more time. And 10 seconds on the game clock. It's ball in the backcourt for Dandenong, so they'll be looking to foul straight away, will Sydney. Dandenong don't need to score. They've got 10 seconds. We've got a timeout called. Surprise, surprise. 10 seconds left in the game. Dandenong up by three. They have possession. They just want to get the ball in, get it to their best free throw shooters, and because you can guarantee that Sydney are going to be fouling.
They have to now, and I thought that was the fifth foul back there 2 fouls ago. So
a couple, yeah.
It's quite amazing that they had that many fouls up their sleeve. So you look for Trish Fallon and Snell in this position to try and jack up the three-pointer, and immediately, as soon as Fallon got the ball, she was able to launch, but just short. And it actually hit in the join between the ring and the backboard. It
didn't stick. It just just dropped down, and McInerney got her hands on it. So
they need a three to get this game into overtime. 10 seconds left. Sydney looking down the barrel of consecutive grand final defeats at the hands of Dandenong. What can they do? The price attack. WNBL couldn't get any closer in the championship game. Well, it could, of course. 3 points closer, I guess. But
couldn't
have asked for a better game.
It is a contest. It is a contest. This is close. This is exciting. It's what you'll want in the last couple of seconds. So, inbound ball in the corner.
Foul Fallon.
Foul by the Fallon or...
Let's see who
McKinnon.
They put the fingers
up. Yeah. The ball went into Bibby in the corner, who was squashed. So she'll walk to the other end of the court. No one's in a hurry to get down there. Both squads out in the middle of the court getting in the circle, having a few words. Okay,
well,
this is the plan. We've done this. Didn't waste too much time.
Do you go with the deliberate miss on the second free throw shot if you make the first? You're out to a 4-point game
I don't think it really matters.
You're out to a 4-point game.
Don't think it matters.
They've
got to bring it right down from the other end of the court.
So, Bibby at the line, Mark. And, Bibby's a pretty good free throw shooter.
I think she was the one they wanted to get it to. Mm. That makes it very, very hard. And, Gary Fox smiling big time. Doesn't matter. 4 points, 4 or 5 points doesn't matter now. She makes them both. 10 for Bibby. And we've got what?
Eight.
7, 6. Snell with the ball.
Loses it.
Picks it up. Tries to force up a shot. McInerney steals it away. Richards will dribble into the front court. Won't shoot. It's all over. Dandenong are the champions of 2004-2005. They've doubled up.
What a game. What a game it was. It wasn't won until the last probably 12 seconds of this Price Attack WNBL Grand Final. And the Dandenong team embrace in the centre of the court. The Dandenong fans are ecstatic, and,
So they should be. That was a great game. It might have been ugly. It might have been defensive and a real battle, but, geez, What more? What do you want? It comes down to the end. It comes down to the wire.
It'd be interesting to look. I don't remember Randall or Downey getting out onto the court.
Downey did.
I don't remember seeing
briefly,
Randall.
Briefly, Randall I don't think I saw out there.
What a story for Emma Randall, though. She comes back from Sydney last year to be part of a championship at Dandenong in season 2004-05. And, well, that would probably erase the disappointment of season 2003-04.
Yep, indeed it will. And, yeah, probably the two best players out there for the Dandenong Rangers. And I reckon this is where the MVP votes will go. It'll be Jacinta Hamilton and Emily McInerney for their roles in the game. One offensively, the other defensively. It'll be interesting to see how that vote goes.
It will indeed. Jacinta Hamilton now gets her, I think it's now third championship in the Price Attack WNBL. Her second with Dandenong, and her first, of course, was with the Capitals. And with the exception of her, two or three-year stint it was at the AIS, okay, 1 year in Europe, every year she's played outside of the AIS, she has won a championship. What an amazing player.
Yeah, indeed. Oh.
Emily McInerney.
Just 2 points, 10 rebounds for the game, but the defensive job she did on Belinda Snell was absolutely incredible. And right at the end of the game there, Snell was trying to keep the game alive for Sydney. It was a great knock steal by McInerney. Knocked the ball away from her. Knocked the ball loose. Richards to dribble away with. Gee, she, her defensive effort, that's as good a defensive effort as you'd ever see.
It was a fantastic job. And as we had said, how well Hamilton had played in the front court, McInerney had certainly matched every bit of that in the back court, and it was interesting to see she shot 50% for the game, one from two, and a fantastic effort. We'll take a break here on sportradio.com.au, KIXFM, making wave on KI and QBNFM, as we will come back to wrap up season 2004-05 in the Price Attack WNBL.
What about a web host or domain name registration? You do? Then contact Darren at Speedway Designs on 0412-416701. They have over 5 years' experience and hundreds of satisfied clients. Speedway Design offers great prices on all their products and have the knowledge and experience to get your work done on time and within budget. Check out their website at speedwaydesigns.net or call Darren on 0412-416701. Speedway Designs, proud partner of sportradio.com.au basketball.
Hi, I'm Eleanor Sharp from the Transat Canberra Capitals. You're listening to the Price Attack WNBL on QBN FM, sportradio.com.au and KIX FM.
For all the latest news and the world's best women's basketball player, check out laurenjackson.org. Find out the news on Jackson and the Canberra Capitals, Seattle Storm, and WNBL. Join in the fun by entering the WNBL tipping competition, do the jigsaw puzzle, or visit the forum and meet other Jackson fans from around the world. Whether you call her Laws or LJ, you'll find out first at laurenjackson.org. laurenjackson.org is not affiliated or endorsed by Lauren Jackson, Price Attack WNBL, WNBA, Canberra Capitals, or Seattle Storm.
Well, it is Dandenong who are the champions of the Price Attack WNBL in season 2004-05, Mark, and deserving champions. They were the class of the league in regular season.
Yeah, they were.
And they've done it with two strong wins. We'll try to go to the ABC presentation and
find out who wins all the awards and
we'll
end of the game.
Take that courtesy of the ABC in just a few moments. We appreciate them for that. As well, just about all the team going to speak to the various media that are out on the floor as the as the WNBL sets up the stage for the presentations here, where we see Dandenong still joyous, but for Sydney, a fantastic performance from them. The girls naturally extremely dejected on the bench after the game and upset, and perhaps Trish Fallon's last game of WNBL basketball not finishing the way she would have liked.
No, and I mean, even if she does come back next year, she'd probably think this was the last opportunity to probably win the grand final. But, they will be disappointed with the fact that they just could not get the final result that they wanted, and it's been that way for a number of seasons now. But, geez, they battled hard. Trish Fallon, 14 points. Belinda Snell, 12 points. Were again their best. Eve Afiaki had some good early efforts and from her. But, yeah, the rest of the team weren't able to do enough to help to get them over the line. And in the end, the Dandenong Rangers really stood out as a team and were just too good in the end. But, yeah, it's been a great final. Trish Fallon, 14 points, one assist, five rebounds for the game, was very good. But, yeah, they needed more, and they didn't get it.
Well,
52-47, Dandenong have beaten Sydney.
We will take a break now and be back with hopefully that final presentation ceremony in just a few moments. This is the WNBL on sportradio.com.au.
For all the latest news on the world's best women's basketball player, check out laurenjackson.org. Find out the news on Jackson and the Canberra Capitals, Seattle Storm, and WNBL. Join the fun by entering the WNBL tipping competition, do the jigsaw puzzle, or visit the forum and meet other Jackson fans from around the world. Whether you call her Laws or LJ, you'll find out first at laurenjackson.org. laurenjackson.org is not affiliated or endorsed by Lauren Jackson, Price Attack WNBL, WNBA, Canberra Capitals, or Seattle Storm.
Hey, I'm Angela Moreno from the Canberra Transat Capitals. You're listening to the Price Attack WNBL on QBM FM, sportradio.com.au, KIFM.
Do you need a website? What about a web host or domain name registration? You do? Then contact Darren at Speedway Designs on 0412-416701. They have over 5 years' experience and hundreds of satisfied clients. Speedway Design offers great prices on all their products and have the knowledge and experience to get your work done on time and within budget. Check out their website at speedwaydesigns.net or call Darren on 0412-416701. Speedway Designs, proud partner of sportradio.com.au basketball.
We're back and still waiting for everything to be in readiness at the Dandenong Stadium to hear from the official presentation dais, but still a great game of Price Attack WNBL basketball. Dandenong taking the victory 52-47 in a game that ebbed and flowed both ways. Sydney taking the lead throughout the game, but just in the end couldn't quite make it. But I think they're ready for us down at the dais, and we'll try to go to Steve Rebilliard.
To assist us in the presentation today, we have General Manager of the WNBL, Lorraine Landon, is here, along with Simon Payne from Price Attack and David Fletcher from Madison Sports. And I'd like Simon Payne, Marketing Manager from Price Attack, to come forward and to assist me in congratulating and inviting forward the runners-up, first of all, from Sydney, Belinda Snell, as captain of the Sydney Uni Flames. Come forward. Thanks to the great team to win the great grand final. We have that today. And congratulations to Sydney Uni. Belinda, I know you're terribly disappointed about another grand final on the wrong side, but I'm sure there's a few things you'd like to say about today and the season.
I think I'm over losing things. Firstly, I'd like to say congratulations to Dandenong. You've had an outstanding season, and you're playing very well today, and you're too good for us today, so well done, and enjoy yourself. Congratulations to our girls. Keep your heads up high. I think we just that was just a lot better than us today, and we just didn't do a very good job defensively. But battle up, but it's always next year. And lastly, I'd like to thank everyone for coming down from Sydney. Thank you. University for sticking with us and for backing our program. Thank you.
Thanks, Belinda. I'd like to call up the Sydney Uni squad now to receive their momentum of the grand final. Adrian Gilbert. Kelly Wilson. Rebecca McKinnon. And Max. Kevin Moore.
Well, as the girls now mark are receiving their awards, and we'll try and get this mixed in right. But disappointment on the Sydney Uni faces. And in fact, interesting to see that the price tag WNBL does still have the players out on the court. Normally, a lot of the sports now have decided that they'll present the runners-up medals in the change rooms after the
give
game.
To them later, yeah. Interesting little boy, but yeah, Sydney as they move off. But yeah, they did a great job to make it into the grand final in the last couple of weeks. The delegation they had, and yeah, I thought Belinda was downplaying their defensive effort. I thought they did a pretty good effort defensively as well.
52, yeah. That's below the average for Dandenong in the season.
74 points they scored per game during the season. So. But offensively, I think the defensive effort is Ali Douglas comes up to get the trophy for the Dandenong Rangers again.
She can't wait to get her hands on the trophy as she raises it aloft now.
Yeah.
The Price Attack WNBL trophy in the hands of Ali Douglas for the second time in a row. And, well, she is naturally ecstatic. Tough call with captain starting a lot of the games from the bench. But we'll go back to Steve Rebouillard now.
Sorry, I'm going to try to calm down a bit. Firstly, I want to thank the Sydney girls. You're an amazing team, and watching you out there and playing against you out there today was an honour, and you just pushed us all the way, and my team, Rangers, you know, you guys are amazing. So, as well as Tom,
girls, of course, will come back out to get them. The rest of the girls will come up, and they just stood up. Caitlin Ryan, did her coming off the bench. Carly Wilson, always a part of it. Only 2 points, but played well. Deanne Ranford always comes off the bench and provides a bit of spark. And little Sam Richards, tough player.
Yeah.
Little tough player.
And battling injury right throughout the season. Her knees certainly limited her matches in doubleheader weekends. And she has managed to, nurse herself through the season and play a fantastic game here on Grand Final Day.
Yep. And just Vivi Allison down here, Miranda, just at the hand of him. Harry Fox.
And
the coach going up.
Well, Gary Fox has been an inspired coaching choice from the Dandenong side.
He just knew how to play the referees, didn't he?
Well, he certainly wouldn't say that to him.
No,
he's done a fantastic job. And he's managed to assemble a team of girls that have really... Well,
Jacinta
Hamilton,
MVP of the grand final.
Well,
23 points, 12 rebounds. It's a little bit hard to argue, but her and Emily McInerney's performances were a standout, and it could have gone either way.
Yeah. And Steve Rebouillard has got Jacinta Hamilton now.
I could not have asked for anything more. It's a dream come true to play with these girls, and I cannot believe we've just gone back to back. I'm sorry, Sydney, I mean, you guys have just been the toughest team year by year. I mean, it's been in the last 5 grand finals, is it? And I mean, you just get tougher every year, so congratulations to you guys, but I mean, awesome job, guys.
Thank you, everyone. Today was your turn. Did you sense that before the game?
Oh, I hope, we all know that if someone's not on, then someone else is going to step up and take the place. I mean, everyone just came on and did their job, and everyone came on and gave the team something, and that's what we're about, that's what we've done all season, and we did it again today, and we've got big little things to show, so...
Congratulations.
So, it is Dandenong, who are the champions for season 2004-05. And, well, we might leave the Dandenong Rangers there as the rest of the presentations are being made. We will thank the ABC for giving us that audio. What a game it was indeed. Dandenong have, held off the challenge and managed to take out the 2004-2005 championship. Mark, your thoughts of...
It was just a great grand final. It was a great battle between two sides that went at it really hard. Dandenong were the favourites coming in at the start of the season. They, everyone expected that Dandenong was going to win this one. But Sydney took it to them all the way, and it was just a great game, and it ebbed and flowed, and at times I thought, it looks like Dandenong's starting to get away with it, and Sydney kept coming back and fought for it, 52-47 in the end, and we saw some great performances out there. Jacinta Hamilton, who took out the MVP with 23 and 12 rebounds, was outstanding. Emily McInerney, even though she only had the 2 points, had 10 rebounds, was great as well for the defending champions. They've done it 2 years in a row.
They have indeed. On behalf of all the Sport Radio team, we've closed off this one in interesting style. Dandenong are the champions, and we wish you all the very best for the off-season. This has been WNBL on sportradio.com.au, QBNFM and KIX FM.